And finally today, here's a little St. Patrick's stat to impress your friends with over a pint of Guinness. Guess which state has the most people who claim Irish ancestry? Nope, not New York, not Massachusetts. The answer, California.
Like Irish Americans everywhere, Californians celebrate St. Paddy's Day more than the Irish themselves do. Even so, celebrants like to include a nod to the old world over here. From member station KQED, Rachel Miro has the story of one Irish baker in San Francisco.
The refrigerated beverage case of John Campbell's Irish Bakery offers no Guinness. You'll have to go next door to the Blarney Stone Bar and Restaurant for that. Whoa. The bakery is where you'll find a dizzying array of the sweet and the savory. Proprietor John Campbell.
Here's our Irish brown bread, the soda bread, and the Belfast Bap, the Irish sausage and bacon, and some scrambled egg and cheese. And then we do a selection of puff pastry and a beef pasty with ground beef, potatoes, onions.
You know, very classic.
Yeah.
You'd be forgiven for thinking the Irish founded San Francisco alongside the Spanish. What with all the obviously Irish street names like O'Shaughnessy, O'Farrell, and Phelan. But the Irish consulate in San Francisco says immigrants from the Emerald Isle have come to the U.S. in a steady stream over the last 150 years, with the biggest waves in the 1950s and 80s, before Ireland's economy, the Celtic Tiger, took off. Campbell came in 1984 from Belfast, and since he opened the bakery last spring, he's been doing his best to straddle the divide between Irish culture and Irish-American culture.
We do some chicken curry. Sounds unusual. We haven't an Irish bakery, but chicken curry is popular back in Ireland, and I started making it here 2 weeks ago, and it's taken off. We tried some corned beef and cabbage, and we'll have that this week going through St. Patrick's Day.
That raises, you know, an interesting point that for a lot of non-Irish Americans, they have an idea of Ireland that's about 150 years out of date.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. I only heard of corned beef and cabbage when I came to the United States. I didn't eat that back there. I never had it back there. But I've put it out here in the bakery, and it's taken off really good. And I maybe keep it all year round now, you know.
In a nod to local sensibilities, Campbell says he may expand the lineup to include vegetarian or gluten-free goodies. But it's hard to imagine anything gluten-free competing with a snowball made from scratch.
It's more kind of scone, a plain scone, and we just put it together with some raspberry jam and roll it in some syrup and coconut.
The sugar high lasts for about an hour. St. Patrick's Day is no holiday for Campbell and his crew. They supply a handful of Bay Area tea houses, and they got extra orders to feed festivities that started nearly 2 weeks ago and continue through today. Tomorrow, they're taking the day off. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen.